on the line. I've got Sarah Johnson, local author. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Aaron.
So thank you for doing this interview at basically a moment's notice. As I said to you on the phone, I've got this poster, Raglan Pop-Up Bookshop, and I felt like I didn't know enough about it to talk about it on the air. But this is, it says 4th to the 24th of March, and you've told me it's at the Old School Arts Centre, but exactly what's happening is what we'd like to know.
So it was an initiative by Jacqueline, the manager down there. She realised they had some free space in the gallery at the Old School and that they'd like to use it for a pop-up book gallery, bookshop. Also one of their wonderful volunteers, Helen, I'm sorry, I don't know her last name, so they're organising it. And what they've done is rung around all the local authors and illustrators and publishers and got as many as possible to get their books down to the Old School. And then from the 4th to the 24th of March, the gallery is going to be open most days. The books will be there for you to browse and to buy. And they've also organised a schedule of local authors giving talks or just being in the gallery, mainly at the weekend, so that anybody who's interested in writing or books or illustration can come in and just have a chat about that particular author's writing or writing and publishing in general. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's a kind of prototype, so they're hoping that if there's interest and if it works, this is something that might run again at the Old School.
Okay, and so you're going to be down there at some point, are you, Sarah?
Yeah, I think I'm currently down for the closing day, which is the 24th. I think that's correct. They're still the PR is still going out about it, but there's going to be a schedule up on the website. So there's writers across all kinds of genres taking part. So Colin Chung and his cookbook, and Wanda Barker and her poetry, and also she does novellas and novels, and Deanna Wells doing memoir and kind of semi-autobiographical fiction.
Yep.
Who else do I think Bernadette Gavin's going to be there with her fantastic memoir about sailing around the world.
I've got a list. I've got the post here.
Oh, you've got the list. Oh,
well,
except
it didn't have Deanna Wells on it, so there's already an extra. We've got Tracy Cooper on there as well.
Oh, absolutely, yes. So Tracy's going to be there. I think he's giving an actual program talk, but you might want to check that on the website, about his book about Moko Koe. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a new book that he's written. I think it's new. I hope I'm correct with that.
Susan Flight. We got Susan Flight as well.
Yes, yeah. So I can't recall the name of her book. Is it written there, Aaron?
No, it's just a list of authors, sorry.
Yeah. So she's certainly going to be in the gallery. And her book's an absolutely glorious production. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it. But I think it's about her pottery and her life. But that's been out for a while, so people might have already seen that, but she'll be there to go and discuss her work with her.
And writer Gordon, who I literally interviewed yesterday, and somehow we didn't talk about this then.
Yeah, because she's on, she's performing, isn't she, at the Old School? I think maybe this Friday or...
Well, no, so next Friday she's performing at Live and Local.
Next Friday, yeah.
This Sunday she's got a community dance event happening as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and so at some point she's going to be turning up as an author doing a talk, perhaps, or something like that. I don't know. I can see part of the schedule. I found that online, but I haven't got all of it.
Like I said, I think it was a bit of a last-minute initiative, so they're still pulling the details together, but there will be this kind of schedule of talks and writers in residence.
Yeah.
So if people are interested, they can look that up.
Lance King, do you know about Lance King?
No, I don't. He was an unknown name to me.
Ah, okay. We're going to have to find out some other way. And Letitia Randall, who we know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah. I can't remember if I knew whether she was writing or not. Do you know much about Letitia's writing?
Yes, so she's done several children's books. I think they have them in JET. And then she's done a beautiful book, which was published by an American publisher called The To Be List, is about her kind of realisation that we pack our days full of what we need to do, but actually it's more important to think about what we need to be.
Mm.
So that's the premise behind the book. But that's another really gorgeous book.
I quite like the sound of that.
Yeah.
And what are you doing, Sarah? What books are you going to be... What have you got on the go at the moment? Because I have to admit, I struggle to keep up with... You're always doing something.
Because I just keep churning, spewing them out there.
I wouldn't put it like that, no.
So I have just finished my Spaghetti Giraffe trilogy, so I'm really pleased about that. It was always going to be a trilogy, but I've completed the trilogy, so that's actually really, I'm pleased to have reached that. But I'm currently working on a young adult novel, which is new for me, but I'm just about finished the first draft, so that then I'll get into the quicker process of editing, so I'm hoping that will be finished this year. It will be finished this year. That's set in Raglan.
Excellent.
Young adult novel set in Raglan.
Are they going to make a movie out of it?
If I ever finish it.
If you're right, yeah. The Spaghetti Giraffe trilogy, what age group was that aimed at?
So that's junior fiction. So that's or what they call middle grade in America. So that's that bracket in between picture books and young adult. So young adult kind of kicks in around about 12, 13.
Yep.
And then goes right up to 18 and then adult fiction. So junior fiction is really fantastic because it brackets those early readers, like when children are first becoming independent readers, so those really short chapters. Yep. But all those wonderful graphic kind of based books, like the Treehouse books that kids really love. The Wimpy Kids series are very popular. So
right.
Yeah, 7 to 11, and both independent readers and books that are read aloud to children.
Because you've written kids' books as well. Have you written adult novels?
I have. About 20 years ago, and they were absolutely appalling.
You're so good at PR, Sarah.
but that's next on my list. So I get through this young adult novel, I'm going to have another shot at writing a non-appalling adult novel.
Well, that's a good plan. I like the sound of that. So, all right, so folks, we're talking to Sarah Johnson about the Raglan Pop-Up Bookshop, 4th to the 24th of March, so starting this Saturday. And it's the usual opening hours for the old school, 10 till 2. And I have seen that Wanda Barker is named for Saturday and Colin Chung on Sunday. So
Yeah, a great kickoff to the whole thing.
Yeah, and then I see Tracy Cooper on Tuesday with the Moko Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with artist Joni Brooking as well. Is Joni Brooking local or?
I don't know. That's an addition since I last looked at the list.
Yes.
So is she with Tracy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she might be the actual Moko artist.
Hmm. Could be, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's fantastic if she's going to be there.
Yeah, so that's next Tuesday. That's what I can see so far. I've got
and
this.
And that's at night, isn't it, Aaron, I think?
6 to 8, that one, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's an event. Yes, I'm sadly ill-informed about this, so it's good to have you on and give us the full update. Very necessary. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I'll let you get back to whatever you were intending to do this morning.
I was doing the dishes.
All right. Oh, get Dougal to do those.
He's eating cornflakes.
Is he? Well, when he's finished, he can do the dishes. Tell him Raglan wants him to do the dishes.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
It's worth a try.
Bye.
See ya. All right, folks. Yes, that was Sarah Johnson there. Caught her at home doing the dishes, but I wanted to know, because I've got this poster, Raglan Pop-Up Bookshop, 4th to 24th of March, full details on our website, but I hadn't found them on the website, but they are on the What's On Guide at the Old School Arts Centre, and I can see there that Wanda Barker on Saturday will be there featuring her book All Her Dark Pretty Thoughts, a gripping poetry novel. And Sunday, local chef and author Colin Chung with his book Kana Vanaka, a cookbook offering practical knowledge and tasty island cuisine. And then, yes, Tuesday the 7th of March, 6 to 8, Moko Life, author Tracy Cooper will talk delving into the Moko Koe practice of East Coast artist Joni Brooking.